Don't be alarmed if I fall. Head over feet. is 103.1 FM. FM.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and highs around 75. It will be breezy out of the south at times. Still breezy tonight, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, lows in the mid-50s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on your Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and breezy. We'll have a high near 84.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
Just the same, and now I know.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
I'm
is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
FM. As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer. Only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A voter suppression bill aimed at students and younger voters in New Hampshire has moved forward in the state's legislature. It requires proof of citizenship papers from every registering voter and could disenfranchise thousands. HB 1569 would end decades of allowing a citizen registering who can't immediately access citizenship papers to use a sworn affidavit instead. It also requires narrow options for photo ID when voting, also with no opportunity for a sworn affidavit. There's almost no evidence of abuse of the sworn affidavit system, for which lying brings fines or prison. The bill is the latest in a decade of GOP bills to target thousands of New Hampshire student voters who are domiciled in the state most of the year and may register and vote if they qualify. GOP attempts to change domicile rules, end same-day registration, and require in-state tuition have all failed in the legislature or the courts. Such a bill doesn't just affect students, however. A new survey of the Brennan Center for Justice suggests that 21 million voting-eligible Americans don't have ready access to proof of citizenship. HB 1569 is one of a number around the country targeting specific populations, including Black, Brown, and Native Americans. Governor Chris Sununu has not said whether he'll sign the bill. Litigation is likely if he does. Find out more and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and highs around 75. It will be breezy out of the south at times. Still breezy tonight, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, lows in the mid-50s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on your Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and breezy. We'll have a high near 84.
Currently, 53 degrees.
103.1 FM.
Baby, just it to the bitter end. Can't you let the others be? Cause with you is where I got to be. Yeah. Oh, baby, understand that I want to be the young man. You think you're pulling over on me? Well, honey, baby, just you wait and see. And we sing, oh. Let me love you till the morning comes. Oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one.
Oh, Sheila,
oh, oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes.
Oh, Sheila,
oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one.
Oh, Sheila,
here we go. Oh.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna